Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. And thank you for joining me today. As always, this is such a great opportunity for us to have a wonderful conversation. I love these conversations because it's a chance to really get into a deep and meaningful conversation about topics that people really need to know about. And this show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. I want to say I'm really excited today because I am announcing my new book. I have just finished, and the book has just been published and available for release. The area that I have been investigating and writing about, and actually it's a really important topic, the book is called Hemp Health Revolution, the A to Z Health Benefits of Hemp Extract. And if you haven't been hearing about the benefits of hemp extract, if you haven't kind of gotten on to this whole exciting area, then this is the time to check it out and check out my book, which is, you know, obviously you can get it on Amazon or you can go to my site, What Women Must Know, purchase it there at a discounted price, and learn about the Hemp Health Revolution. I am so excited about this topic because it is making such a huge difference in people's lives. And I wrote this book as a book to provide the average person an understanding, and especially all the ways hemp extract can support your health and help you recover from a variety of illnesses. So please go check out Hemp Health Revolution, learn about hemp extract, learn about why this is so revolutionary and how it can support your health. And by the way, I take hemp extract every day. I just take it to support myself and staying healthy, just optimizing my well-being. So it's something that can support all of us, including our pets, by the way. And that's in the book as well. So let's talk about the topic that we're going to be exploring today. We're going to be talking about the power of liposomal technology for getting the most out of your supplements. And my guest today is Dr. Emick Blair. Many of you may have heard about this new delivery system. Well, it's coming of age, let's just say. It's been around for a while, but we're going to be talking to the expert on liposomal technology. And let me just tell you a little bit about Dr. Emick Blair. He earned his undergraduate degree at Occidental College and performed his graduate work in bioanalytical chemistry at the University of California, Irvine, where he received 3 major awards for his work on enzymes and lipids. Over 10 years ago, Dr. Blair discovered a natural method to form liposomes. Because this method is derived from nature, the process is unique and does not require high pressures, high temperatures, or toxic synthetic chemicals. Dr. Blair has formulated over 60 unique liposomal formulas that have successfully been brought to market. In 2014, one of his formulas was recognized at Supply Side West, the largest conference for product manufacturers and formulators, as one of the top 5 antioxidant formulas at the conference. Dr. Blair continues to perform clinical trials with various high-impact medical doctors around the world. His research shows how natural products, when properly delivered, are critical to maximizing health. So this is an exciting area, and we have the expert who's going to help us understand about liposomal delivery technology, why this is important if you want to get the most out of your supplements, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Emick Blair to the show. So welcome, Dr. Blair.
Hey, thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show, and congratulations on the book. I know it was a labor of love.
Any book is a labor of love, I'll tell you. But it's so exciting. It's so exciting to have this book out because it's making such a difference in people's health. And I just want to say that I have people using a liposomal hemp product, and they are reporting back amazing results. People are reporting that their back spasms, which have incapacitated them for over a year, have disappeared. People are telling me their pets are improving. I've had people who've been depressed, who can't sleep, who've had anxiety, who are feeling so much better. So this is such a powerful tool in our arsenal for optimal wellness. And of course, the book explains why hemp works with this system called the endocannabinoid system that regulates all the other systems. So it's very exciting that this new frontier of health is gaining so much popularity. So anyway, thanks for your congratulations. I'm excited and glad this book is out in the world. So Emek, you're the expert in liposomes. You have your degree in liposomal technology. I mean, you really are one of the foremost people out there who understand the power of this delivery system. So before we go into what liposomal technology is, can you tell us what the, I would call it the bioavailability, which means how much of a product actually gets into your cells to do the job, occurs when we have the type of supplements that people take, you know, the pills that, you know, people are taking so many pills these days. So we have all these products in powder form. What do we know about how well they are absorbed and actually producing the health benefits that they're promoted for?
Well, you know, that's a pretty complicated and in-depth question, but let me try and just make it really simple. So the first question we have to ask is, okay, well, when we take a supplement, let's say it's a tablet, does it even break apart and dissolve in your stomach? And what we're finding out is a lot of the times, no. So your body doesn't even get a chance to try and absorb a lot of the dietary supplements out there on the market. And I always like to start off and talk about something as simple as vitamin C, just because everybody's familiar with it. Everybody takes vitamin C. And there's a lot of published papers out there, and I've published a peer-reviewed study on this subject as well. And what you can see is that when we take those 1 gram tablets or 1 gram even powders of vitamin C, we only absorb about 200 milligrams. And the reason is fundamentally your body just rejects the majority of the vitamin C that we take. And that just has to do with its natural properties. It's not anything about it not recognizing it or anything like that. It's just, you know, the same thing with magnesium, the same thing with a lot of other dietary supplements. Your body just gets basically an upset stomach, right? And that's very common when taking a multivitamin. So a lot of people say, well, okay, well, what if I take 3 grams of vitamin C? Well, if you take 3 grams of vitamin C, you're still only going to absorb about 200 milligrams. So if you think about it, you take half a gram of vitamin C, you absorb 200 milligrams. You take a gram, you absorb, you know, 20%. You take 4 grams, you start absorbing just a couple of percent. And then on top of it, you have negative side effects. And so what you really see is that for various different reasons, your body just can't absorb nutrients all that efficiently. So what happens is, and what we saw in our clinical studies, and this was conducted at Colorado State University, is that when we wrapped the vitamin C in liposomes, we saw a significant increase in vitamin C in blood levels. The other thing that we saw was that the vitamin C absorbed faster and stayed in the blood for a significantly longer period of time. And the reason that's important is because getting an ingredient to your body is the first step, but keeping it circulating is a really good indication that that ingredient is then being used in a healthy manner and being used by your cells and your body and your organs to actually help promote health.
So when we use the term bioavailability, that's what we're referring to. It's how much of that active ingredient is circulating through your body, available to your cells, and absorbed into your cells.
That's right. And vitamin C absorbs actually quite well as compared to a lot of the other ingredients out there. Once you start getting into herbs and extracts, it's very typical to see absorption of less than 1%, right? So when you take that very, very large, you know, pill with a natural ingredient in it, a speck of it will get absorbed and the rest of it will just go to upsetting your stomach and stressing your body. And which is really, really unfortunate because, you know, we all go out there and we spend time, you know, researching ingredients, and product, and we spend a lot of our good, hard-earned money buying these supplements, and at the end, most of it is just eliminated from your body and isn't even used.
You know, that's such a big story here, because you're right, people are really into their supplements, and we want to take care of ourselves, and we hear all the good benefits from taking a variety of supplements, and yet no one's really talking about what percentage, what amount of the supplements are actually getting into our cells and doing what it's supposed to do. And I always tell people, you know, people say to me, well, I'm taking all this stuff. And I go, well, it's great that you're taking all these things, but how much of it is really absorbed and assimilated? And some of that is because a person's digestive system, their whole gut issue, is so compromised that they're really impaired in being able to absorb and assimilate. But there's the other piece that we're talking about today, and that is that some of these products just are not designed or formulated, or the formulation is limited in what it can actually deliver into the cells, so people aren't necessarily getting the full benefit of that nutrient.
That's absolutely right. And kind of, you know, half-heartedly joking, but unfortunately it's very, very real, I've kind of started saying a slightly different adage, right? So growing up, everybody said, you are what you eat. Nowadays, I always say, you are what you actually absorb. So, you know, that way we really have to start thinking about is, what is our body actually assimilating? It doesn't matter what you eat. It's what actually goes into your blood and used by your body. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right. So this takes us to the liposomal world, and the benefit of these liposomal technology and how it's being used as a delivery system. So let's jump into this world. This is your world. So help us to understand, what are liposomes? What's liposomal technology? And then we can go further into the benefits of liposomal technology.
Sure. So liposomal technology, in a very, very synthetic manner, has been used in the pharmaceutical world for quite a while. I mean, they were first discovered, you know, about 50 years ago, and then were quickly different pharmaceutical companies delivering a variety of different drugs, started using them because they saw it as a really good way of delivering drugs at a high rate. Now, the downside to that is, they didn't really view liposomes as something natural. They viewed it as something very synthetic and chemical, and people have followed that. So they used very synthetic ingredients, hydrogenated fats and lipids, and a lot of toxic solvents, which would kind of, even though they try and purify them out, they persist. However, you know, in the last few years, and this is something that I've specifically worked about and, you know, had invented a whole new way of making liposomes, is to make liposomes as a copy of how nature makes liposomes. Because fundamentally, the way that your body wants to deliver or get nutrition delivered to it, for instance, when you're a baby, right, babies drink milk. And milk is a really, really good facsimile of liposomes, right? In fact, milk oftentimes has liposomes in it because it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a little fat globule with nutrition in it. Right, which is exactly like milk. So we wanted to go down that pathway. And what we do is we set up the same way that nature does it, a set of conditions where liposomes will naturally form around and with the nutrients that we need. And that way, when we take those supplements and we take that nutrition, your body already recognizes it. It doesn't have any of those solvents and toxic ingredients that, you know, your body may want to reject, and then it's ready for absorption.
Which makes so much sense. You know, you have a little packet delivery system that can get through the stomach acid, right? Because we haven't even talked about the role of the stomach acid and how that limits so many of those active ingredients, even making it into your digestive tract so it can be absorbed into your bloodstream.
Absolutely. I mean, your stomach is your first line of defense, right? So we have high acidity and all these enzymes, and they're designed just to break everything apart, and they're indiscriminate about it. They destroy as much as possible because, you know, if you eat a little bit of food, it's got a little bacteria in it, et cetera, right, your stomach's just going to break it all apart. So liposomes is a good way of protecting the nutrition from the high acidity and from those enzymes, so it can go into your, you know, small intestine and be absorbed. The other thing is that a lot of people don't absorb the nutrition because their diet lacks a lot of these fats and lipids that are required for nutrient absorption. And that's what's nice about, like what you called it, that little packet. And that little packet has everything you need in it. Inside, it's got the nutrition, and then you got the liposome, which are all those healthy fats that help nutrition naturally absorb. Now, if done correctly, and if we use a natural method, you can use phosphatidylcholine and other natural lipids as the ingredients that make up this little tiny bubble that's used to deliver things called the liposome. And then that liposome turns into nutrition. So we make the liposome out of the exact same ingredient that your liver is made out of, that your cells are made out of, that your brain is made out of, and that we don't get enough of in our daily diet. It's akin to the healthy part of egg whites.
So what happens is that when you use this delivery system to deliver the nutrients inside this little globule, so to speak, then the globule part that transfers the nutrients is then incorporated as an ingredient, as an important ingredient into the liver, into the brain, into the cell membrane. So you're using everything in your technology to optimize our health.
Absolutely. And not only that, you can actually buy the lipids as a standalone dietary supplement. So that's what we like to combine it, just to build people's health as much as possible. And also, you know, we don't like to add extra ingredients in there that could be diminishing your health.
So there are some distinctions people need to know when they're looking at liposomal products, because there are more and more liposomal-based products for all sorts of things coming out on the market. And there are certain distinctions that are necessary for people to be aware of so they can make the best choices. So can you guide us, Emek? What do people need to look for? Because when you have a really good liposomal delivery system or a product that has a really good liposomal technology, you'll get tremendous benefits. But if you have one that's either not particularly effective or imitating a liposomal technology, then of course you're not going to be getting what you're paying for.
Right. So what you want to look for is a product that's going to be as natural as possible in, you know, the kind of lipids that it's using, et cetera, and a product that's going to be as pure as possible. So when making and formulating liposomal products, one thing I always look for is, can I get ingredients that are pure enough? All right. And unfortunately, and a very interesting article was just published about a lot of, you know, very, very natural ingredients, unfortunately, still have a lot of pesticides and heavy metals in them and things like that. So that can be, you know, something to be wary of. So you want to make sure that every single ingredient is as pure as humanly possible. Because when you're delivering it, you want to make sure you're delivering the cleanest, best ingredients. That's number one. Number two, I always like to formulate products without any, you know, high alcohol in them. So a lot of companies will use 13 to 20% alcohol to dissolve their lipids. And that's fine. But that's, you know, but at the same time, my preference is that alcohol isn't inside of the liposomes and isn't delivered directly into the cells. The other thing that I think is quite important is to have clinical backing and have legitimate clinical backing. So, you know, a lot of people will start talking about liposomes and size, and that's interesting if you're a scientist. But if you're a person, what you really want to know is, does it absorb? And if it does absorb, what outcome can I expect from it? So what you want to see is technology that's backed by published clinical studies, companies that have good track records of doing a lot of clinical studies for over years of time. You know, a lot of times people will just jump in and start making quote-unquote liposomal products, but they're really making emulsions, or they have similar ingredients in there but don't really have any of the scientific backing, or all of a sudden in the last year they'll try and, you know, come into the marketplace and kind of make substandard products that don't really have any science behind them. And that always concerns me. So what you want to make sure is that you have a good, clean, liquid product with natural ingredients in it, and for everything that can be 100% derived from nature. And for everything else, it has to be at least pharmaceutical grade, so it's absolutely as pure as possible.
Well, that's a tall order, Mick. How do people do that? It's great advice, but how do we find that out?
That's a great point. I mean, obviously people have lives to live, and while everybody cares about their health, that can't be their primary purpose in life because they have jobs, they have families. You know, maybe people like to travel every once in a while. I don't know, right? So what you want to do is, you know, stick with companies that's their specialties. So for instance, I'll give you an example for my manufacturing company. We are third-party cGMP certified specifically for liposome manufacturing. We don't do anything else. We concentrate just on this field. We manufacture only high bioavailability and liposomal products. We don't make tablets. We don't make any other kind of what you would call more traditional product. We really stick to this. And I think that's probably a good way to go. Somebody who's been in the field for a long period of time and has been studying this and understands this in depth. And then you can kind of rely on that. Now, there's also nothing wrong with asking for, you know, purity levels and things like that of any product that you get and having certificates of analysis available for people who are purchasing the product.
Is a liposomal emulsion supposed to look a certain way? Is there a certain color? Is there something we're looking for when we get a liposomal product that is a clue?
Right. So that's probably the simplest way, which I should have thought of too, right? So as I mentioned before, liposomes are very, very similar, if not copies, of milk. So what you want to look for is something that pours. You want to look something, it's going to be milky, so it's not going to be transparent. But it's going to be just a little bit thicker than water, but not much, right, oftentimes. And that's usually a very good tell for quality.
You know, I love liposomal technology, and you're such an expert at it. I talk a lot about my mother on the show because she's a teacher for so many issues, and she's 95 and doesn't like taking pills. I just really have to convince her, often coerce her into taking some supplements so she doesn't have to take her medications. But I am finding that I'm giving her liposomal products, liposomal C, liposomal CoQ10, PQQ, these liposomal options that are so easy for her to take. And I think that's a really big story for people, is people are so tired of taking pills. And as you said, they have such a poor absorption rate and assimilation rate anyway. So to be able to take something liquid that tastes pleasurable, that can be mixed into any other liquid or juice, and you get more bioavailability, which is what I want you to talk about in a minute, makes it so much easier for people to get their nutrition. I love it.
Yeah, especially, you know, traditionally, too, with things like tinctures. Like, we all remember all those bottles with, the 20-30% alcohol bottles, and we used to have to take them and put it underneath our tongues and hold it there for 10 minutes and then try and swallow it. That was always one of those things that I had a difficult time overcoming. So now that you can get better bioavailability and higher absorption by just simply swallowing the product, or even, you know, what I like to do is oftentimes take things and put them in pomegranate juice or orange juice or something like that, mix it in and then drink it. And, you know, just go on about my day.
So this is really the emerging technology, isn't it, for a more efficient way to get the benefit of all these supplements, whether they're vitamins or minerals or antioxidants. This is the trend, isn't it? I mean, this is where we're going, so we can really get effective results.
Right. So, you know, the thing that I think that a lot of people had to overcome was, you know, you read an article about some kind of ingredient. It could be anything from vitamin C to B12 to curcumin to CoQ10, PQQ, any of these ingredients, right? And you read this published clinical study and it says people who took product X got outcome, you know, these amazing outcomes. And then, you know, people go to the store and they say, well, great, you know, like curcumin right now is very, very popular. So people go to the store and they buy curcumin, they take the product and they get only a small portion of the outcome that the paper discussed. So then you go to the paper and you realize that, you know, they had the subjects and these people taking a whole bottle of pills every day of this product. Well, you know, most people can't, you know, have sit down and their lunch is a bottle of curcumin pills, right? That's just not practical. And then it'd give you an upset stomach and it makes some people, you know, there'd be some pretty nasty side effects. Well, what's nice about this now, people can take a milliliter or a teaspoon of something. It tastes fine. It doesn't upset their stomach. And then they get the same results as whatever these papers, these clinical studies were showing. So, you know, like the way I view it and the way I feel about it is that the promise of dietary supplements is finally being fulfilled by liposomes.
Right, yeah. So does absorption of a liposomal product depend on the health of a gut, of a person's gut, or can it be easily absorbed if people have compromised gut health, you know, they have leaky gut issues, things like that? Can a liposomal supplement still be absorbed into the cells and circulate and be absorbed?
Well, right, that's the whole idea, is that a liposome is a prepackaged form of the nutrient ready for absorption. And, you know, I'm going to go back to milk, right? So when a baby drinks milk, their digestive system is 100% immature. It barely functions, right? It takes a few years for a person's digestive system to even get into a place where they can even eat solid food, right? However, a baby is able to absorb milk and liposomes and things like that at very, very high rates, right? So we already know this from nature, right? And once again, these liposomes, they're from nature, right? We're copying how nature wants to absorb, how your body naturally wants to absorb nutrition.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So what is the bioavailability of liposomal products? I mean, you talked about how little is absorbed in pill form. What happens with liposomal delivery systems? How much has, you know, and do the studies show is absorbed?
Well, so this is going to be very, very nutrient dependent, right? So vitamin C, let's say at, you know, 4 or 5 grams, that's typically absorbed at only a couple percent. With a liposome, can be absorbed almost completely, right?
Wow.
And if you look in the literature and you look at studies that are out there, I mean, you have studies showing 85 to 95% absorption of something as simple as vitamin C and liposome. And at that same dose, you're looking at 4 to 5%. Right? When you look at something more of like an herb or an extract, let's talk about curcumin. Curcumin is naturally absorbed at, you know, if you just took a capsule or powder, you know, at less than 1%. And it's not very dose dependent, really. It's absorbed at very, very small amounts. With a liposome, you can get 30 to 60 times better absorption, right? So it's really going to be ingredient dependent. Now, some things, like for instance, like glutathione. And glutathione is your body's main antioxidant. It makes ATP, detoxifies your brain, your eyes, your lungs, your liver depend on it, right? So I basically name the main organs in your body. If you like to breathe, you need glutathione. However, when you eat it, your stomach breaks it apart, that harsh acidic environment, and the enzymes completely break down glutathione, and you get zero bioavailability. However, if you put it in a liposome, because it protects it, you know, there are studies out there that have shown, you know, 20% and more glutathione levels increase in your blood, you know, within an hour or two. So, you know, some things can go from not absorbing at all, 0%, to, you know, an increase of 20%, 30% instantaneously. Some things can go from a very small percentage to a very large percentage of absorption. And basically, that's also saving your time, saving your body a lot of time and a lot of energy you would normally have to put into it to absorbing. And if you have, as you mentioned, a digestive tract and a gut that's unhealthy and you're not eating all the right lipids, et cetera, you know, liposomes ensure absorption.
Well, that's such a big story, Amik. You know, what I hear you saying is that we really want to be taking as many of our supplements that are in liposomal form as possible, because the absorption, or what we call bioavailability, is really the key when we're talking about supplementation. And what you're saying is that the evidence shows liposomal technology is the most efficient way to really get these nutrients into the body. And you talked about glutathione, which is a really good topic, because the problem with glutathione and why there have been so few supplements is because it's, you can't get it as a it's not going to do anything if you take a supplement up until recently. So you can't really get the benefit to increase your glutathione levels with a direct supplement. You have to take the precursors. You have to do the things that allow your body to make glutathione up until now. And as you were saying, glutathione is a heavy hitter. It's necessary for detoxification. It's necessary as an antioxidant, as a big anti-inflammatory molecule in the body. So now we have the ability to get glutathione into our cells through liposomal technology, which is really breakthrough science as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, we now can do things that for a long time we weren't able to. And the other nice thing is that, as you know, especially, you know, the way that that I like to manufacture liposomes is because it's scalable and it's becoming more popular. It's now more and more people are taking it because it's becoming more affordable. The ingredients, people understand them better and how to use natural ingredients to make these products. And you know, the other key thing is, when looking at these kind of products, is to make sure that the comparison of, you know, so a lot of times, you know, let's say you compare vitamin C absorption liposomally to non-liposomally. You want to make sure it's compared to another just powder dissolved in water or something like that. The thing that you sometimes want to watch for is when people do comparisons that don't quite make sense, right? So, you know, comparing a tincture versus a liposome makes sense. Comparing, let's say, like a tablet versus a liposome doesn't really make sense, right? You want to really understand how these ingredients work in your body. And, you know, especially with something like vitamin C, you know, you see a lot of these studies, you know, people are using these pressed tablets. And that, to me, just seems like it's going to skew the data a little bit. So now, and the reason I bring it up is because now we're seeing more and more really, really good science out there. And it's not only done by me. It's done by a variety of different people out there. People finally understood what the right comparisons for liposomes are and really what amazing benefits people can realize from this.
So you're formulating for various companies. You're formulating, I mean, your lab is devoted to developing the liposomal technology that then can be used for a variety of nutrients. So what are some of the hot liposomal products out there that you've been asked to formulate?
Well, I mean, we just talked about glutathione, and what I've seen over the last couple of years, because it's now available and it works well, glutathione products have really gone through the roof. People absolutely love them because they're seeing such phenomenal results from them. The other thing that's really kind of, you know, topical now is obviously curcumin, which is, you know, the yellow-orange part from curry. And, you know, we all know all the amazing, amazing effects it has on your body. And, you know, as, you know, you discuss in your book, Hemp Health Revolution, you know, hemp extract is now a very, very popular ingredient, especially as the material itself is very costly to absorb at higher rates.
So let's talk about that, because in my book I do talk about the kinds of hemp products that are available, the kinds of delivery system, and I've talked about liposomes. I've gotten a lot of great information from you because you're such an expert. So can we just, because we started the program talking about the hemp health revolution and talking a bit about all the benefits that hemp offers, can we say a little bit about liposomal technology used for hemp delivery so people can get the benefits from hemp extract? Because there are, I guess, many delivery systems when it comes to the use of hemp.
Right. So hemp has been in our diet now for a few thousand years. and it's got amazing, amazing properties, right? I mean, from the terpenes in it, the omega-3s in it, to a lot of the other ingredients that we standardize against, the cannabidiols, et cetera. And, you know, some ingredients are easy to measure in blood, and some ingredients are very difficult to measure in blood. So it's always important to have some kind of standardized hemp extract just so you can understand how it's been purified, et cetera. But what we do know is that hemp actives are not absorbed well into the blood. You have to take very, very large doses to get a good, efficacious amount of hemp into your body that can be used. So typically, if you look in the literature, hemp absorbs somewhere between 3 to 5% into your body, which is not very much, especially considering how expensive the ingredient is to grow correctly, right? So hemp, especially if you want to use good organic hemp and high-end extraction that's not going to add a whole bunch of junk into the product, it's quite an expensive ingredient. So when you take it, you want it to be utilized in your body as efficiently and effectively as possible so that you get, I guess, the highest bang for the buck, the best bang for the buck, right? So with liposomes specifically, this can really, really increase bioavailability. And the numbers that we're looking at out there is easily 10x better absorption, right? And the exact number, that's going to be determined a little bit later. The research is still being done. There's a few labs around the country and actually around the world that are right now specifically researching this exact subject matter. And the results that are coming out are incredibly, incredibly exciting.
Because they're showing that when you use liposomal a product for hemp, a liposomal delivery system for hemp, you said it's 10x, 10 times the absorbability of a liposomal hemp extract as opposed to just a normal extract, which is, you know, how would you define a normal extract? It's just like the dark. it has a strong odor, and it's more fat based as an extract that
right.
People are taking. It's like a plant.
Exactly. So two things. One is the higher bioavailability, and the other one is the speed of absorption. I'll get to that in a moment. But let's discuss what the question you just asked, which is, what are people comparing it to? And what you want to compare it to, you want to be a fair comparison. Once again, you want to basically, whatever extract is being put into the liposome, you want to make sure that's the extract that they're comparing against, right? You don't want extract from some farm in New York that's extracted using method A to be compared to the extract that's being put in the liposome, which is from a farm in Colorado using extraction method B, right? You want them both to be the same. But the extract should be standardized so you know exactly what it is. And typically, they're standardized to things such as CBD, but they don't necessarily have to be. That's number one. Number two, it's going to be, a good dark tan, brown, free-flowing liquid. And a lot of the waxes need to be removed from it. The waxes don't have that much positive effect on your body. They're not bad for you, and they're not unhealthy, but their health is limited, and a lot of times they kind of get in the way. So that's kind of what you want to look for. But the other thing is onset time, right? And one of the biggest issues with when people ingest hemp products, right, any hemp product, is that it takes an hour till anybody feels the benefit from it, right? And, you know, like you said, some people use it for a variety of reasons, which I won't get into as I'm not a medical doctor. But, you know, when you want a specific outcome, you want the onset to be quick, right? You don't want to have to wait for an hour. You want to feel it immediately. And that's the other really, really exciting part about the liposomal system is not only have we seen increased absorption, but we see that absorption occurs within, you know, a few minutes. And that's the research we're looking at today. So, you know, and because traditional edibles and things that we eat that have hemp in them take so long, that's why people go to alternative means, right? They use vape pens and they smoke it, which is very damaging to your lungs fundamentally, right? So that's why I never get involved in anything like that where you have to smoke it or anything like that, because I want every single part of the experience from a product that I formulate to be healthy for you and to promote positive things. So being able to now replace, you know, smoking and vaping and other unhealthy products is really the other amazing, amazing benefit that liposomes can start to offer today.
So, Emek, why is, I just want to stay with this hemp extract discussion a little bit longer. Why is it that the normal common forms of hemp extract are so low in their bioavailability?
So, there's a couple of reasons for that. One, you know, you see a lot of hemp extracts and they're being, you know, kind of pressed into tablets or added with a whole bunch of sugars and other ingredients to turn them into capsules, or the hemp extract, you know, and those are really, really low bioavailability. And then when you talk about liquid hemp extracts, such as tinctures, et cetera, that's just its natural properties. Its natural property is to be very poorly absorbed. It doesn't absorb well, so what ends up happening is people take really, really high doses to try and compensate for that. And one, you know, you don't want to take a whole lot of something that's that expensive, right? And, you know, to get a small benefit, what you want to do is take a small amount, the right amount, and get the full benefit.
Do you think part of the reason why hemp is not well absorbed is, again, going back to people having compromised digestive systems? They have leaky gut, they have eroded mucosal membrane, so their ability to absorb anything that has fats in them can be, you know, can compromise their bioavailability.
I think there is absolutely no doubt, you know, and that's a very definitive statement, that currently, when you look at how food and nutrients need to be absorbed in your body, that not only are we not eating the right kind of fats, et cetera, that would even allow our bodies to start absorption, but people's digestive tracts are completely compromised. People are suffering from a variety of issues, and that is disallowing them from properly absorbing their nutrients. And liposomes are a good way of overcoming these challenges. And this is, I think there's a good amount of literature out there today that shows that without these lipids, without these, you know, partner ingredients, absorption for many Americans and people worldwide fundamentally is not going to occur at very high rates. So bioavailability of not just hemp, but yes, definitely to hemp, but of a variety of ingredients is going to be reduced because of people's, you know, unhealthy digestive tract.
I mean, that's a really big issue. You know, I would say that the majority of people, whether they know it or not, have some serious gut problems, some inflammation going on, the deterioration of their ability to produce their enzymes. I mean, you're an enzyme expert. You know more right than me. But, you know, I've been told the cells that line our gut are only, that produce enzymes, are one cell thick. So if we destroy them, we can't make the enzymes which are necessary to digest our nutrients. Is that true, Emek? You know, that's your area of expertise.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the research that I've seen. And what is really scary to me is that we're constantly finding out all these other detrimental things that can really hurt. Like, for instance, there was a really interesting article that came out about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years at this point, and it was talking about how one of the biggest problems with drinking alcohol potentially is not even the alcohol. It's that alcohol kind of like loosens up and, you know, helps with leaky gut, and then you get all these toxins that aren't even associated with alcohol into your bloodstream.
Oh, wow.
So now we have to worry about the negative effects of alcohol. Now it's destroying our digestive tract and pushing other toxins and toxicants into our bloodstreams. And every time I read, I mean, I just read more and more articles like that. It's concerning. It's very, very concerning, to say the least.
Oh, it's a huge problem. I've just been learning about endotoxins that are created within our gut from the microbiome, bacteria in our gut, and when they die off, they release these they're phospholipids or they're lipid, some sort of, I'm not sure the makeup, but they're considered LPS endotoxins. Are you aware of that? Have you heard of that before?
No, that's not something I'm familiar with.
Okay, so the bacteria in our gut release these endotoxins that are extremely toxic, and they get through those that tight junction that's opened up. So what you're saying is just I'm thinking about this, what you just said about the alcohol not just produces toxins in the body, but actually loosens up that tight cell juncture that's supposed to keep the gut sealed and lets all these toxins out, which just makes sense to me, which is why people are dealing with so many chronic inflammatory conditions and autoimmune conditions right now.
Yeah, and, you know, and people try and do all of these kind of Band-Aid type of things. Like, they'll take a whole lot of enzymes and things like that, and probiotics, et cetera, which are good for you. But the issue is, it doesn't really deal with a fundamental problem in our body. It's kind of like a mini band-aid. It allows you to kind of help you digest your food right then and there, and then it passes through you. So, I mean, this is a very, very complicated situation, which, from my understanding, has been building up for years. You know, as our farms and as our foods are changing, and they're not changing for the better, unfortunately, this is becoming more and more of an issue. And as the nutritive value of our food is diminished, not being able to break it down and not being able to digest it and having all these gut issues is accelerating the problem. Because if your food has less nutrition in it, you better pull out whatever nutrition it does have. Yeah. And that's just not occurring today.
Okay, I want to change the subject a bit, but still staying on the liposomal technology, the pet supplement market is huge, as you know. Can liposomal products be used for pets? Is it safe? I know that there are hemp products being used for pets quite successfully. Can this liposomal delivery system be safe for pets?
Absolutely. The first time I made pet liposomal products, I think, was in 2014, and it's really, really good. The key for any of these products, especially with pets, is that you want to make sure that they're going to be very, very clean, and they're going to be the same kind of food that you would take. So, for instance, there's a product that I make, and I flavor it. You know, the flavor is a really nice natural omega-3 fish oil, and I give it to my dog very, very regularly. In fact, he loves that fish oil that's in it so much that when I pull out of the cupboard, he sits in the tank and won't move from the 2 square inches he's sitting on and starts, you know, whimpering because he just can't wait for it. And as a side effect, he gets, you know, better joints, you know, shinier coat, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with hemp, you do want to be a little bit careful with what you give your pets. For instance, as I mentioned before, a lot of liposomal products are designed with alcohol in them. I'm not a fan of giving my pet alcohol, for that matter. And the other thing that I always like to take into account is to make sure that the product was specifically formulated for you know, are companion animals. I view my dog as a member of the family. He definitely acts like it, and he's probably, you know, sometimes acts like he's more important than anybody else in the family, but, you know.
Sometimes is.
Sometimes is, absolutely. But, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, all the ingredients that we give them, they're all going to be the same standard of food that we give ourselves. And, you know, you don't want to give them, you know, the leftover trash or some kind of animal byproduct that, you know, would normally get put into, you know, a dumpster, but because it's just a dog, that's what we give them. I mean, you know, they're truly our companions. They help us out through our lives. You know, my dog insists that I go on at least one walk a day. He tries to keep me healthy, and I appreciate that. So it's important for me to treat him well, too.
So that's great information, but you can give liposomal supplements. And are there specific pet supplements that are liposomal?
There definitely are. There are some pet supplements on the market. I won't go specifically into, you know, what they cover or what they are, but especially, you know, there's a lot of hemp products out there for pets, as you mentioned earlier. And something you want to make sure of is that the hemp extract used is very, very pure. Like, for instance, dogs, their endocannabinoid system is significantly more developed than humans are. And they can be much more sensitive to hemp. So one thing to keep in mind is that you dose the dog properly, right? You give them the right amount. And, you know, dogs, you know, we'll talk about dogs because most people, that's kind of what we're talking about. Cats also. But, for instance, dogs are the most varied animal on planet Earth. I mean, we've all seen what a Chihuahua size is. And then we've also seen a Great Dane. And somehow both of these animals are dogs, right? So the dose you want to give a Great Dane is going to be very, very different than the dose you want to give a Chihuahua.
Right. So that's really important information for people to know. If they're looking into liposomal pet supplements, to be aware of the dose. Be aware of the purity. I guess we don't want any sugars in there. Not good for dogs. And you know, you're getting a high-quality product, which I think is what we're all looking for. You know, I'm so excited with this conversation, Emek. I think that liposomal delivery system, which we've been talking about, a really high-quality one like you have. I know you don't use any alcohols. You source your raw material from pristine farms in Europe. I think the sunflower, right, is your raw material that you make the lipids, the fats from.
Absolutely.
Comes from this really pure.
Yeah,
that's impressive, I have to say. You take it all. I mean, you're importing this raw material. That's expensive.
Yep. It's expensive, but you know, it's important to do things correctly, right? So we use very, very clean, and even though we know where it comes from is clean, we still test it. We test it significantly. You know, we want to make sure that it doesn't have a lot of heavy metals in it, doesn't have a whole bunch of other ingredients that we won't want in there. And yeah, I mean, we bring really good European lipids over from Spain and Portugal. And that's kind of what we prefer. And, you know, the water we use in our products, it's called ultra high purity water. It's actually the highest end of pharmaceutical grade, and it's actually significantly more pure than what a lot of pharmaceutical companies use. You know, that's kind of my thought, is that every single ingredient, and, you know, especially in liquid products, water, if you think about it, is the majority, right? So think about it. If you drink a cup of coffee, what's the majority of that cup of coffee? It's not coffee, it's water, right? Yeah. So if that's going to be the majority of the product, we want to make sure that it's ultra, ultra, ultra pure.
Well, you know, that's what I really appreciate about what you're doing, Emek. You have such a high standard, and you make sure that everything you do is of the highest quality and the highest standard. So your products are so, you know, valuable to nutritional companies. That I know you formulate for practitioner lines, because that's one of the ways I found out about you. So there's a practitioner line that I have on my website. If people listening are interested in getting the liposomal products that Emic has helped to formulate, then you just need to go to What Women Must Know. Go to my online store, and I have some of his products. There are definitely the liposomal C, which is what I use now instead of any other form of C. I'm now bringing on the CoQ10 and PQQ, and I think we'll have to get some glutathione into my store as well. So I just want you to know I really appreciate those values, and the integrity that you operate with, Emic. It's so important to know that people out there are really committed to the highest quality, the highest value, the highest purity. So it's been such a delight to meet you, and just so inspired by what you are doing and what you're making available to all of us. So thank you for all of us out there in the world can rely on your products.
Thank you. I mean, what you said is very flattering, and I truly appreciate it. But the whole point is to provide tools for people to supplement for their health. Right. I mean, that's really the goal. And I really appreciated speaking with you and, the opportunity for all the people that, listen to your program to hear my thoughts and my opinions.
Well, thanks for being with us. It's been so educational. I'm sure everyone has really enjoyed learning about this liposomal delivery system, why it's so efficient, why it is really the way to go. And to understand the distinctions so we choose the best product. So it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for being with us today. I've been talking with Dr. Emic Blair, who is an expert in liposomal technology. And I want to thank all of you listening for joining me today. I'm here every week, so hope to have you back again next week. Remember, if you go to my website, What Women Must Know, or my Facebook page, I always send these radio shows out to you, so you will be sure to catch every episode. Don't want to miss any one of them. And my last word is to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.